This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning company that was on my show back in July of last year of 2019. We're talking about Natural Shrimp Incorporated. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. And with me today is the president and chairman and founder of the company, Mr. Gerald Easterlin. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the call and the opportunity to talk to people.
You know, before we get into the Q&A, I would like for my listeners just get a little bit of a back history of yourself and how you came to Natural Shrimp Incorporated and how you founded the company.
Well, Dr. Bill Williams, which was my partner and founder of the company, we started this company in 2001. And he and I had actually started some additional companies before, so we've been partners for over 32 years. And I'm sad to say that he passed away Easter Day. Sort of hard to lose a partner of 32 years, but, you know, he and I have been involved sort of in the food development business over those years, from equipment, feed, and also vending machines. So we've had a variety of places in more in the customer service type facilities and equipment. As we got into this and he and I started looking at the opportunity the shrimp would have, you know, I did the due diligence on the market and the opportunities. I've been around the food business for a long time, and so that was my background. When I came back, I said, if we can commercialize this opportunity, being able to raise shrimp indoors in a recirculating system, then this has a huge impact long-term, you know, worldwide. And that's sort of how we got started.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, you guys have had a couple setbacks in the last 18 months. That was the old company. Where do we go from here? How is the new company forming? What's the game plan, say, for the next 2 to 4 quarters?
As things like this happen, you know, and again, like I mentioned, my partner passing away and all that, but right after we had a facility, our facility burned down.
Yes.
We started working in San Antonio, actually in 2001, and we moved out in 2006 into the facility that actually burned down. And obviously you step back and you look at it and you say, wow, are we out of business or what are we going to do? You know, we got great people that work for us. Tom Untermeyer is one of the founders. He's our CTO. And we sat back and said, yeah, we're going to bring this back out. We had a great financial partners. They had just put in $2 million in a remodel of the facility that burned down. But they have backed us on another $2 million and plus our insurance settlement to put in about $3 million on the existing facility. Where we are today is it's coming out of the ground. As one of the things we said, you know, shrimp will rise from the ashes, and that's what we're doing. The exciting part of this thing is the construction has come along really well. We should be back full production like probably late October, early November. So we're just around the corner now. It's a new facility. It'll be state of the art, using all of our new technology and all the new ideas we have to grow the shrimp faster and better. And yeah, we're excited where we are. We're close to finishing out or enclosing the existing facility they're building for us. So it's a metal building, 40,000 square feet. So we've increased the size of the facility, about 6,000 square feet of production facility. We also took an existing facility, about 8,000 square feet, and we've turned it into a water treatment plant. And it's really nice. It will be putting all the EC technology that we use for the water treatment in that plant. That'd be about $1 million worth of equipment. We'll be putting that plant over the next 30 days, actually.
And when do you think this is all going to come to fruition, that you're actually going to start actually commercializing and selling shrimp?
We're on two fronts now, which is really exciting for us. Well, the first front, obviously, is La Costa and rebuilding La Costa and getting it back up and running. And that, as I said earlier, we expect to have the first shrimp probably stocking in the first rollout tank, the new tanks, probably late October, early November.
I just want to change gears here just for a second and talk about expansion plans. There's been a lot of talk about you guys taking your technology, teaching other people, maybe licensing it out. Gerald, where do we go from here?
Well, we've actually have a letter of intent in place, which we've made public, and that's to acquire the facility up in Webster City, Iowa. And it ends up being three facilities. It was original Vero Blue facility, 270,000 square feet. It's got 240 10,000-gallon tanks in the building installed. They spent a lot of money up there. Their technology wasn't good enough to keep it in business, but all the equipment's new. So we're in the process of hoping closing that out by late October. That what that means is it will be basically coming out of the ground at the same time. We'll be retrofitting that facility into a shrimp plant instead of a barramundi plant. And we expect to have that completed by the first quarter of next year. We got a lot of happening on both fronts. That facility will operate about 50 people working there. A lot of the ex-Vero Blue employees, we're talking to them about coming back to work. So the city, Webster City is about 12,000 population. They're excited we're coming back in and taking over that plant. So that's in process as we speak, and we're moving through the financial side of it. A tremendous amount of assets we're getting in this purchase. But more than that, we got a lot of key people that are high quality. On top of that, then we got a facility that we can retrofit into our technology pretty easily. And then as we go forward. So we're going to be virtually next year, by the second quarter, we'll be operating two facilities, one in San Antonio, one in Webster City, Iowa.
Why is it, do you think, you guys can disrupt the shrimp industry?
Well, our technologies, what we have patented is absolutely phenomenal. It was going great when the fire broke out. We believe today that the boiler areas where we had the fire, natural gas leak, but it was such a extreme heat, the fire marshals and people could never come up with a decision exactly what caused it. But now we are implementing a lot of safeguards in our new operation, but the technology was really working well. And we were just getting ready to really roll out a lot of shrimp into the market, and then we had the fire. So we already know what we do. We've tested this technology. We started testing it with F&T Water Solutions probably somewhere around late 2014, early 2015. And so we've been growing shrimp with different techniques utilizing the EC technology. One of the acquisitions we're doing at this time also, we're acquiring F&T Water Solutions from their shareholders. Letter of intent is also public. We also have made public, we're going to uplift our company onto the NASDAQ exchange, and that's already in process, so we've made that public also. In conjunction with all those things, as part of the capital raise to do all these things, we're also looking at two different joint ventures, one in Florida and one in California. And they're both well on their way, it looks like.
Gerald, before I let you go, and I do appreciate for your time and you coming on the show and everything, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, that shrimp didn't die in the fire. It's shrimp is rising from the ashes. And it's pretty exciting for, we have so many shareholders out there, which is amazing. Sometimes I sit back and have to pinch myself and can't believe, they're telling me we got 12 to 15,000 shareholders. But everybody understands this technology. If we're anywhere near what we think we are, it will change the world. And I can't tell you how many people contact us every week wanting to align themselves internationally with us. But I mean, it's phenomenal what we've been able to do. Is stay on our course, even with a fire, even with COVID and all the things out there.
Right.
We've moved forward and we've got an exciting time ahead of us.
Well, my guest today has been Gerald Easterlin. He is the president and chairman and co-founder of Natural Shrimp Incorporated. Take a look at him. The stock price is trading around 16, 17 cents a share with a market cap below $55 million. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol SHMP. Gerald, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully you come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Certainly will.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.